Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We gathered all these people at the Walmart.
Nobody likes a slow checker.
Oh, well, what's the deal with the new thing Oscar's doing where he's just doing, when he's pretending to listen to you guys tell stories?
When he's pretending to listen. TMOS Yak Shack, correction time.
Okay. Nuts are not nuts. They are legumes. Bitches.
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 Thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I come to you today as someone who thinks that I was a successful birthday husband. Woo! Yesterday. Thank you.
You know what?
That is a big win.
It ain't an easy task. It's not an easy task, and it gets harder as years roll on.
I pick up from other people, including my wife, and I will tell you that either I'm getting older and I'm not as fleet of foot, but it was I seem to remember that what I accomplished yesterday prior to her birthday. And by the way, the big issues for her birthday were taken care of. We were going to the cheapest restaurant in town.
In town!
The Iguanaria. And so, that's easy peasy. And it's a place I like.
Yes.
And so that was done. And we knew who was going to come. And it was fine. So my job was really
how are the margaritas?
I think Daddy dumped three into his belly.
Yesterday. Nice. That's a lot of frozen product.
How big are they?
So they're not that big. I could lie and
no,
say.
You've seen the cartoon size guys, right?
They're not cartoon size. Okay. No.
Are they in
not.
Glass?
But they are.
Like a goblet?
It's a beautiful little, it almost looks like a little rock.
Do they come with two straws so you can share them?
Oh, yeah.
No, like no, because it's Lady not that big. Mm-hmm. But it's got a little lime on it and a little salt on the rim. By the way, and during the summer, on Mondays,
yes,
for the alcoholics that want to, you know, get their week started drinking,
yeah.
$1. And if you find in the United States of America
$1.
A better deal, by the way, someday a dream of mine would be for me, excuse my voice. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Would be for me to get a local Florida sponsor. And that would be the top of the. It would be that and Billy Fasilla.
If you don't have
a
dollar, would they accept an AA chip?
What about a remote from Iguanamia?
Remote from Iguanamia,
yes.
where we book the whole place one day and we listeners.
They
in
have Wi Fi, no doubt. They've got to have Wi Fi.
In a heartbeat.
Yes.
I think it would be reasonable doing it. We could do that.
Of all the places we would do a remote from, the idea that we would go on a Monday night.
Yes.
Yes.
To Iguanamia would be very so exciting. Perfect for this show.
The only hard part would be for the flight down, Oscars.
By the way,
checking our sombreros.
We are very close to socializing with the manager over there because we're that close.
Are you
we're
one manager
friends.
Away?
She. I met her man yesterday. Shook hands with him. Seems like a super cool guy. Big guy. Tough looking guy. Really liked him. You know when you like somebody? I mean, I literally met this guy as he was dropping her off, as he was picking her up in a car. Shook his hand. Met his son and was just like, you know, we like this lady.
How many tear tattoos did he have? Two or three?
I didn't observe. Okay. I did not observe.
How
that,
old
but
is
he seemed
the son?
Like a good guy. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like, probably, is he in the age of Michael
he's
3?
Probably end of elementary school.
Little Michael? Like, I couldn't play with little
fourth,
Mike.
Fourth, fifth grader, that type of thing.
Okay.
So, I love
feel
the
like
joint.
Breaking Bad's happening, you know?
Oh, it's fine.
That's the cool part that's done. So, my only mission yesterday was to make the birthday free of a dog. Because, I know there's that listener going out there. I knew he wouldn't get the dog. I knew he wouldn't get... I'm not rolling into the pet deal where they're putting too many zeros on the price of
a dog,
puppies now.
A dog is a lousy pet. I mean, a lousy gift to give as... I misspoke. A pet is a lousy gift.
That was a Freudian slip of Freudian. You love Linus, but maybe you don't love Linus.
No, Linus is the best. But a pet is a nasty gift because if you were to give her a pet, that's giving responsibility to yourself.
Yeah, well, especially with her at school.
Exactly.
Right? So, I mean, but also...
Unless
but
the really, dog needs to have some back planing done.
I did a deep dive on the internet.
Yeah.
I did a deep dive. I mean, Even the rescues ask for money.
Yeah.
Say, what the F is that about? If I'm rescuing, what are you making me go to into pocket?
You're rescuing their bank accounts.
Yeah.
I'm planning to go in the pocket for the rest of my life if I rescue this dog. So I'm doing deep dives. And by the way, the shelter dogs, look, I have tremendous respect for people that adopt dogs. But the shelter dogs, and correct me if I'm wrong, does not every shelter dog look exactly the same?
Yes.
Like 18 different dogs had sex.
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, and good luck with them not running away from you in traffic. We've been down that road before.
With the ears like this. They all look like a beagle banged a pit bull. They all do. Every single one of them looks
not the pop
the same
singer.
Way. And by the way, the difference between, they look like beagles mixed with something, but here in-
Can we be clear, and can I help
Fort Myers you? Proper, it was Pitbull, 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 Pitbull. And they call him now the American Bulldog, right? Because they don't want to say that's Pitbull.
You know what you should do, Mike?
Pitbull, you know.
You've got, time after the show today. Why don't you go out and capture a dog?
Dog catcher?
Yes.
They had a small, over on the other side of the state. On the other side of the state, they had small dog rescue. They had like little dogs, but they were all kind of like, you got a lot of this. The eyes just kind of floating
are you seeing
up there.
Them the canine, at the shelter or on the internet?
On the internet.
Okay.
On the internet.
So that's like that's their beauty shot.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What you've got over there, Mike, is you've got the canine equivalent of a girl with daddy issues. This is not a dog you want to bring into your home.
That's it. Hit the alarm for yourself right there.
You'll play fetch with the dog, but you won't bring her home.
She backed off the French bulldog, which was cool. She backed off of that.
Yes.
And said, even if it was this is thinking about a companion for Frankie. Right now, Frankie's companion is me, and I'm cool with that.
That's good.
All right? I'm fine
Man's
with that.
Man's best friend. Huh?
So it was off to compensate for the lack of dog, and so I was going to do what I've done before, which is a group of smaller gifts.
Oh.
So she's got a lot of openers.
Are you
so
saying,
I go up to the outlet store.
Are you saying you got a plethora of pinatas?
I got a plethora of pinatas. I went to the outlet place. And by the way, it was searing here yesterday.
Yeah.
It was searing. It was the kind of heat where you get out of your car and you already begin to sweat. The kind of sweat that maybe people don't realize down here where you're just walking and you feel the water going down your back.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's back sweat. That's real sweat right there.
Now,
it's
when you
amazing.
Go to that, you say the outlet place. Is it an outlet mall with a series of stores that you have to leave each store to go down some grand promenade?
And it's fantastic. I love the place. I mean, it's great. I knock out a lot of stuff. Yesterday, it looked like perhaps the slow death of retail store locations might be biting this place a little bit. When the people go home and they're not here, they're all here like in the winter. So it slows down.
Any for rent signs?
What?
Any for rent signs for lease?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, more than one.
Well, the Crocs outlet had to go.
Yeah. Well, the Crocs, that might have been, was that a, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm walking around and I go to one store, get a nice little dress. I get a nice little
dress. You can shop dresses for your wife?
You bet your ass I can. Yeah, absolutely.
And not just for his wife.
Dress for her.
I would not even.
Well, I wear them too. I go to
how do you know how to shop dresses for your wife? I don't even know. It's easy.
I have purchased clothing for my wife forever.
Do you shop for your daughter sizes?
Huh?
You shop for your, it's like you've shopped for your teenage daughter, so you know how to shop
for
your wife?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'll buy clothes for my daughters too. Yeah. Absolutely.
If you know a size, you go in, you find something you like, and then you buy it.
Isn't every brand a different size?
You're generally right.
Oscar, you might be aware of the fact that I was a part-time dad.
Yes.
I was a part-time dad too. Okay. So I did a lot of shopping. I did a lot of shopping on daughter day.
Yes.
To compensate for the time off.
Yeah, we'd hang out. What do you need? That was my thing.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I will roll in and I see. And then we go through. And, the art of retail.
Getting yelled at is better than that.
Now, the retail morning started badly when I was sent out prior to 6:15 a.m. to the Mart of Wall to buy Ambisol because my son had a cut on his lip.
We remember that. How's he doing?
Pain.
How's he doing?
He's doing he didn't even need it. He didn't even, it was one of those things. But I went out because I'm a good dad that way. And I come back. And by the way, even at 6 in the morning, I found the checker. I said, I know why you're here at this hour, because this is the only time they'll put you here, because you couldn't move slower. This could not be a slower checkout. It was impossible.
Don't get
to
me
make
started. Don't get
this
me started. I was, because you know
well,
what?
You'll get to yours later. You will get to yours later.
I know. I was such a good checker. Yes. I was such a good checker.
Well, she was glacial. So I go out and I do, and I get a series of what I think are nice gifts. A shirt, a pair of pants, a dress, and a purse combination.
Like, okay? Back to school?
That's multiple.
Happy birthday, darling. I got you pants.
But the killer. The killer, okay?
Yeah, wear this to your first day of school.
This is the killer. Yes. And this is why I'm so glad we have the world's greatest convenience store next door. The place that has put more Americans probably out of work than any other chain, yes. The Mart of Wall again.
Mm-hmm. Sure, Walmart.
And I go in, and I found the novelty item, which was the supersized, cartoon-sized wine glass that I picked
smart.
Up on. Well, I'll sneak it in to a Guaneria and have them sneak the margarita into that.
That'll be perfect. Thoughtful. That is thoughtful.
And I bought her a birthday sash.
It's like a Miss America? Nice.
Nothing screams the 1% other than walking into a chain Mexican restaurant with a lighted birthday sash.
A lighted sash.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm not a man that needs any more money, okay?
No.
Because you know what? I'm very comfortable with that.
You've got
everything. With my trashy
you
little
really got everything. You had the whimsical nature of the oversized wine glass and
yes,
the practicality of pants. You
yes.
really covered the gamut.
I had the sash and then
that's fun.
And by the way, 90, this is where the Mart of Wall works.
Yes.
The gift bags that I put the presents in,
yeah.
97 cents each. Okay, you want to know why Walmart is waxing the combination,
mm-hmm.
The competition, excuse me.
We can't
that's
compete.
Why.
Is buying power.
Is buying power.
Birthday girl the kind of girl that will save the gift bag, or will she throw it away?
I'm not really sure about that. I don't know about that. She should.
They're much,
perfectly reusable.
How much of the wine
or return
glass
them.
Was filled?
The when you put the regular margarita, let me add on to that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I didn't have the wherewithal because of where we parked to really go through the whole sneaky thing.
Sure. Oh,
so gosh, when okay. we got to the place, I had snuck the wine glass and the sash and the other novelty item that I'll get to in a minute into the back of the car. And I said, look, I'm not going to do the thing. I can't hide this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Walking in. And I don't
want to look
you know,
in the back going, seat.
The shirt is
I
too
said,
tight.
This is your, I'm going to present you now with your margarita glass. And I gave her the big birthday girl. Or happy birthday
yeah.
On her glass. It might be around here somewhere.
Did she wear the sash to dinner?
She did. She did. That's why
no
Carla's
Carla's game.
Now listen.
She's like,
you
of course. Let's go.
You can't do this in a, you know, I don't know, in a shishi joint.
You wouldn't want to.
It's like,
no,
it's
no,
so
no,
cash.
No, no,
it's
no.
so great.
Yeah.
And then when we got to the table, I whipped out the packet of paper, cardboard, happy birthday glasses that everybody at the table.
Aww. That's fantastic. And what would have been great is when the waiter came over.
I'm a rube idiot. I gave the Chinese
sweet.
Like 50
it's
bucks.
It's super
it
sweet.
Great.
That is
super
awesome.
Sweet.
And what would have been great is if the waiter came over and says, is someone having a birthday? And Carlos says, no.
Yeah.
Can we get a female's perspective? Look, as a guy, I'm like, man, you went all out. It's thoughtful gifts.
Yes.
As a woman, I don't know how I would feel about this. I think Carla probably loved it. But
yeah,
Maddie.
If she didn't, Carla will not BS me
no.
if there's disappointment. Right. That's one thing she won't hold back. So I believe her when she tells me, she said it this morning. She said, what a great birthday.
Well, that's
she said
perfect.
It when she woke up
that's
this
great.
Morning.
Maddie is in a wonderful relationship, and I'm
yes.
sure that she's you know still young, still ready to be surprised by her.
Still with
it.
That, what's his name, John?
John,
yes.
John. She says it's John.
Yeah. What's his name?
John.
You're terrible.
Is right. John, if John did something, I guess, thoughtful and wonderful like this, are you into this or what's your type of birthday?
It really depends. I'm all for just a really nice dinner.
He's
don't wear
cheese based?
Yeah, always cheese. Really nice chocolate. I have really, I'm a foodie, so I have nice
okay.
taste in food, but I don't really right. wear jewelry, so I'm pretty easy in that regard. So,
right. Where do you weigh in on sashes?
Oh, gotta have them. It's not a birthday without a sash.
Look at that.
So you were, you approve of the sash? See, the sash I thought might not go over, but the sash was put it on with a big grin on her face.
Yeah.
It was hysterical, and she wore her birthday glasses like for the entire time.
Yeah.
But of course, you get enough margaritas and something, you're all set.
Your birthday
this
glasses?
Is why this place. I hate to keep going and going, and they don't advertise on it.
No,
but this is why this place is so great.
Remote,
because it's simple drink,
remote.
Simple food,
remote,
simple,
remote,
simple,
remote,
simple,
remote, remote, remote.
Were your birthday glasses?
Chain, they probably go for it.
Were your birthday glasses prescription?
No, they didn't have holes from where the car was.
Mike, where's the glass?
So, Maddie, you're cool with that? You think it's okay what I did?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good.
Where is the glass? Where is the glass?
All right, I'll go get the glass. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on.
There are guys around the country right now. They're like, okay, I can take this out of his playbook.
This is going to be the big thing this year.
If your wives don't listen to this show, listen to me, gentlemen. I'm listening to you right now.
Oscar's talking.
Don't have time. Don't care enough to deal with this. Take this playbook. Use it as your own.
Now, X's and O's.
And if it's Walmart, they got it on the Walmart tab on MichaelMaraShow.com. Order it there. Let it come to the house.
I don't think Carrie would wear a sash. Do you think Shannon would wear a sash?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. A light-up sash?
My wife is fun.
Yeah, that's true. What's that like? Sash equals fun. Sash is not equal to 22 years of marriage.
No, well, I also believe that if it's unexpected, Mike's not like a sash guy, right?
Right.
So when a non-sash guy offers their wife a sash, that's different. You're a sash guy.
I guess
you
I
want
am.
All the attention.
Oh, well, no, but
you love the attention.
But I would love the attention to be put on the birthday person.
Yes.
You see, I'm the one that will go to the maitre d' and say, embarrass them.
Embarrass this woman.
Embarrass this woman.
I don't know where she hid the glass. I can't find it, but I brought the...
she took it to work, maybe.
I brought our babysitter Carmen's gift.
Oh.
Because I don't know. I've never seen this hooch before.
Let's see.
Oh, it's a...
But she brought this.
I like
boy,
this.
Boy, that's good booze.
All right, let me hold this up. So this is Sheridan's...
Oh, my God.
Sheridan's coffee layered liqueur.
Wow.
So you see it's got two sides?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and she poured a little of this, and this stuff was the bomb. This
you know what that's probably cheese. Like? What is that?
Kahlua cream?
No, that coffee liqueur that's popular in Maine that you drink with half and half.
I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
About.
And it's a very popular Maine drink, and that's got the half and half and the liqueur together.
That's an elaborate glass bottle.
The bottle itself
Isn't
is beautiful.
It?
Yeah.
Sheridan's coffee layered liqueur.
The last time
a product of Ireland.
Last time I saw a bottle like that was, I think, the first time I ever saw a bottle of Aftershock.
What is Aftershock?
What is Aftershock?
Aftershock, oh my God. You guys had to have drank this liqueur or liquor.
Okay. Aftershock?
Yes, it was a cinnamon.
Never heard of it.
A cinnamon flavored, liquor.
Like Fireball?
Like Fireball, before Fireball was even popular. But at the bottom was crystals of candy of the bottle that looked like... the son of Jor-El's home that you would see all these like stalactites of candy.
It sounds
Do
a
they
little
still
bit like,
make this stuff?
I don't know. It was like a college drink, and if you had a bottle of Aftershock, there was going
to
be problems.
I think, Mike, if we go way back, even to when you were a kid, there was a novelty booze
or a kind of
booze called Rock and Rye, which was rock candy in rye whiskey.
See? Missed that one, too.
But, Mike, what we're looking for is Allen's coffee-flavored brandy.
That's the stuff.
And it's very popular in Maine. You drink it over rocks with half and half. And it's a beautiful, low-sugar, low-fat drink.
Thomas Sheridan and Sons, Nangor Road, Dublin. Product of Ireland. There it is. And this stuff.
We have a birthday coming up soon in the show. We've had all our birthdays, right?
Maddie, when's your birthday?
December.
Oh, that's right. We celebrated with trees and holly and the whole deal, right?
Are we going to have a holiday party this year, Mike? And are you going to be able to come up for it?
You mean come up to D.C.?
Yeah, for Christmas.
For a holiday party, yes.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah.
Okay, that's great.
As you know, your many years here, there's nothing like Christmas in Washington, D.C.
It's beautiful.
Imagine
it's beautiful
little
thing.
Michael seeing the national tree walking around.
Yeah, the tree is walking
right
around.
Down.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful.
Every state has its own tree. It's like a sub-tree to the national Christmas tree.
Oh, it does?
Yes, there's 50
trees. You guys go to Sarasota?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you mention Sarasota? Do you have telepathy or something? Because Sarasota, I've been looking at Sarasota. Great school systems up there.
Oh.
Check if they have fiber.
But, you know,
fiber is a bigger issue in the neighborhood where he lives
fiber
in
optics.
Now.
Fiber optics.
I will.
Please.
Long way away. Talking years. But thinking, you know, I mean, our neighbors came down and they said they're looking at this place. And
I thought it was in Tampa. They like, no?
No, no. They showed it's around Sarasota. And I was in Sarasota up at the Manatee Museum.
I was going to say, very close to
the laboratory. The aquarium. The Seaquarium. The Seaquarium. So to make a long story short, this was successful. She was happy. And did I mention that I even bought a cake? I bought a cake for Carla, and we had it before we went with all the other people to Iguana Mia.
Wow, that's
her with the cake.
Quite European dessert before dinner.
When I picked the cake, because I love the color red, it was a white cake, a sheet cake with the red piping around the side.
Sure.
I said, oh, I like that one. And she said, well, that's a little boy's cake. I said, yeah, that's probably why I like that. It comes with a toy. I said, well, I happen to have a little boy who would love a toy, so just put her name on it, okay? And stop fighting me as I'm trying to buy something. Oh, by the way, when I first got over to the Walmart bakery department, by the way, she likes Walmart cake. There's a thing.
Well, toy on the side. Everybody
wins. I'm pure
wins.
Trash. Yeah. I'm pure trash. I've cemented that now.
No.
If I hit the lottery, I don't want to go back to the other half. I don't want to do that.
Who
I
knows
don't
what that
back
who wants to live that way with all that stress?
I like the idea of doing it. And by the way, the guy that came around the corner when I went to the bakery counter to get Happy Birthday Carla put on top of this cake. This guy, let me see if I can describe him. All right. Picture the guy. What's the name of whatever the name of the actor is that's on the Righteous Gemstones that plays Baby Billy. Baby Billy. Take the teeth back.
Goskins?
Take the good teeth out. All right. Take the good teeth away. Shake about, not the white hair because he's a young guy. So take 30 or 40 pounds off of him. And he comes around and this guy looked like, seriously, you'd see him on a Ring doorbell cam stealing UPS packages.
You need to see the most recent episode of Gemstones.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a flashback episode to 1989. So Baby Billy is young.
And they make him look
singing,
younger.
Yeah.
And she creeps me out when she does that singing with him.
Oh, I know.
Doing that clogging.
You saw that episode.
Walter Goggins.
Yeah, I watched The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, God, yes.
Misbehaving.
Misbehaving. Isn't it a fun show?
I love it.
And of course, the older brother doesn't want the younger brother. I know. Very definitively. John Goodman, they make look young pretty well.
Yeah, he did a good job with the hair.
It's
a
good show. It's the TMOS pick to click now is The Righteous Gemstone. So I know I'm rambling in 20 different directions, but
so Walter Goggins comes up to you.
This guy is just, he's sketchy looking. Like,
oh, dear.
But he's got a hairnet on, and I'm like, Can I get this cake decorated? And what was his answer? I should have written it down. I should have said, he said something along the lines of, well, I can, but I'm not really good at it.
Oh, no.
And
I'm
like, that was right out of a TV commercial. And then right about that time, the old lady comes around and he skulks back to where they're, you know, making rolls or something like that.
And then he says, misbehaving.
And she does a great job with Happy Birthday, Carl. And it was a Spider-Man cake.
And so
Michael got a little Spider-Man belt buckle, like a plastic belt buckle. So
did it already say happy birthday, or did she have to write just Carla?
She had the whole thing. And
how
she
was
did
her?
It beautiful.
How was her penmanship?
Flawless.
Nice. Yeah,
she was. Yeah. She was a veteran. She'd done it before.
Yeah.
She'd done it. In fact, they probably brought her in. She's probably one of the employees over there. Unlike the land of the misfit toys, where they actually brought. By the way, go to your local Walmart when they first open up. You know, they're like, okay, hi, how you doing? Rocky Road. Okay, you can work here at the self-checkout.
Our manager is a lion named King Moonracer.
We gathered all these people at the Walmart.
Nobody likes a slow checker.
So it was fine, and it was a trashy, delightful happy birthday.
That's so good.
And you know, I prefer to bitch about my own birthday, but be a success when I'm the one providing the birthday.
Well, yes, Mike, I don't want to highlight this, but I will because I'm your friend. Everything that was done for you was done in Maine was done for her.
Yeah, I know.
She
was
just a lot more gracious about it.
That's okay. I think we can start the show.
Right, let's do that.
Thank you. Thank you, Oscar.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned. We're not standing anymore. entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, I was thinking maybe we could take a walk later. Maybe go out to Gunner's Pass one last time.
God damn it, Katie, you're suffocating me. I'm choking, all right? Give me some breathing room.
Well, I just want to spend some time with you, you know? It's our last day at camp.
My butt itches.
What are you talking about? Hey, we're soulmates, right?
What? Yeah. Whatever, if you want. JJ, save me a waffle, man.
Andy, I'm serious. Come on. I just wanted to be special.
You.
Why are you being such an ass?
I gotta finish my breakfast. I love you, baby.
Andy, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Okay, well...
Time's up. You said a second.
I want to ask you something.
So you want to talk for more than a second?
Yeah.
What is it then? You think like a couple minutes?
No, yeah, at most, say like 3 minutes.
Fine.
Do you really love Katie?
Not really.
Because I really love her, man. And if you have 1 ounce of decency, you will do the right thing and you will let her go.
No way.
No way?
No, dude, she's hot. In fact, off.
I will not off. You are making a really big mistake, buddy, because that woman is not your plaything.
Coop, seriously. Off. I'm sick of talking about this with you.
God!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, we're running late already. Got to say hi to Mobile, Alabama, Lewiston, Maine, Gloversville, New York, Cocoa Beach, Florida, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yep, Mississippi.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. Look at you. Adored by millions, the source of more joy than any other figure in history. Big white beard, jolly red clothes, and the stomach, Jelly City. Loving life and getting it done the whole year long. Nice. Then out of the blue, TMZ sets its sights on you, and here comes the bad press. Breaking and entering, cookie theft, sweatshop warlord, flying without a pilot's license or a reindeer permit. What a shit show.
Oh!
You try to repair your image, but you're denied.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because you're not special, Kris Kringle. You're not. You're not the only 300-year-old elf with the gift of magic flight that travels the entire world to enter all homes via chimney. You don't matter. There's nothing keen or notable about you. So if you assume, KK, that we're going to let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, wise up, Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
There will be no second chance, no exceptions. You're not special. Don't screw it up. Just go to our website and buy as many as you can. You know, we're raising money for the show.
Yes,
this
is a fundraiser.
This is why we're having our bake sale. Okay? Be aware of it. MikeOmaraShow.com. And we happen to mention the best fruitcake you will ever wrap your tonsils around. Click the banner. Do it now. Less than 2 weeks. Don't make us cancel Christmas. And be careful, St. Nick. I think that toe might need to come off.
Oh, God.
It's a little beaties to me. Gary Krimble, Wilfred.
You know, what happens is a lot of time in boots that are ill-fitting, and that toe is coming off. It was the baby toe on the left foot.
Before we open the Yak Shack, and we're going to be late.
I know.
Bad management. I try to edit the Yak Shack, but they're good calls. I like the calls.
Mike, you can't slight a woman's birthday.
I understand this. But I did it. I took as many out of there as I could, but it's if your phone, if you're rambling, if it's too slow, or your phone was bad, you're gone. But we had a lot of good yaks. Good. I have to say, last night in my Iguana Mia stupor as I came home, Carla goes right to bed. I linger, did a deep dive, and I found the movie where if Jennifer Aniston is sexier in any other movie, I have not found it. This was her at her prime.
I know what it is.
Tell me what it is.
Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
she is better.
So hot as that Dennis.
Better. And I've never watched it. It's been on cable for a million years. I have never watched it because I hate the title. Yes.
We're the Millers?
No.
Okay.
Is that the one where they're...
I don't think anybody's seen this. All right, here's a hint. It's 2004. That's when the movie
came
out.
Oh, man. 2004.
Like 15 years ago.
I don't know it.
I don't either.
Along Came Polly.
Oh, with Ben Stiller. She's hot and young.
Oh, my God. And a couple of, in my opinion, well, you know me, poop jokes. belly laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Belly it's laughs a, when a, the first date they go to the spicy.
It's look, it's a funny movie.
It's funny.
She's got a ferret as a pet.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Yes. A blind ferret.
Just
really, was that fair? It smelled like a Farrelly movie. It really did. Along Came Polly. If I've never, it was awesome.
I would say that awesome. Jennifer Aniston might have the longest range of being hot.
Attractive.
Yeah, of any actress right now.
So she's still attractive.
She is.
Yeah, she's still very attractive.
But she was that attractive back then as well.
It's her best. I think she never looked better in a movie. And she looks great all the time. So imagine that.
How did Ben Stiller look?
You get the pure Something About Mary Ben Stiller. I wish his whole career had been that.
Yeah.
Because he's so perfect. Playing that role of the nerdy guy that gets the hot chick.
Is Philip Seymour Hoffman in?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's
the late Philip. Yeah. And that's sad, too, because he's
his
great
proxy,
in it.
Right? He walks in and he's like, he's the failed actor. That's what
you like, child actor, I remember. It's a brilliant, not brilliant. It is a classic.
Classic
comedy. I'm laughing out loud, and I never how I missed it. I have no idea. But anyway, it's a great, great movie. So check it out. It's fun. It's really fun when you've got tequila in your bloodstream. All right, are we ready for the axe, ladies?
Ready.
Let's fire it up right now. Oh my God, the show's. Oh boy. All right, I'll get to as many as I can.
Thank you.
This is our first call. A Jimmy fan. Nothing like starting the Yak Shack with a bang.
I want you not to go too far.
What the hell?
I'm just beginning.
What the hell is that?
Like a playlet.
Yeah. Why almost like you have your own sound effects on your side.
All right, let me take the second one. It says Maine.
Hey, guys. This is David from Maine. Actually, Hollis, Maine proper.
Thank you.
Proper.
And I'm actually sitting on a can right now in Hollis, Maine proper. Just heard Oscar drop the old... ESPN proper. That's the new town I have not heard of
yet.
You
get a lot of crap for proper.
They informed us of it. Sounds like a place that wealthy people likely do hang out. I'm going to go home and see if I can't find myself some ESPN proper on the old Hulu. Perhaps I can find it there. But if you guys end up out here in Hollis, Hollis, Maine proper, you can come out here and we got some acreage. You can play around. We're not too close from... not too far from Waterboro proper, or you could also swing over to Buxton proper, which is also near the proper Saco River. So we got lots to offer out here in Maine proper. You make it out here, you can bring your dollar bills and your fancy watches and those necklaces. So, thanks, guys. Hope you have a good proper weekend.
Well done, sir.
My favorite part of
where the whole Yak Shack goes today.
Love it when he says, "Bring your dollar bills,
proper necklaces."
All right. Not to be outdone, we got a Rob call. Oh, I don't know what this is about. Let's listen to this.
Hey, guys. This is Joe from Lodi. Hey, I just wanted to chime in on Rob's Spiewak Nostalgia Corner. If you could, I hate being a helper because helpers always suck. But if you guys could give us a precursor to what he's going to talk about so we can do some exploring before he does his nostalgia. The angry DJ, he's here all the time, so that's nothing new. All right, guys, have a good day. Bye.
We will debut Nostalgia Corner, time permitting, on Friday. And if you want to know the topic, if you want to study up, I'll be discussing the movie The Maltese Falcon.
Ooh, okay. Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner comes up on Friday. We got a lot of calls on the Yak Shack about our lengthy discussion about Billy Bush, and they were from a variety of viewpoints. Let's listen to this.
I'm calling to respond to your conversation about Billy Bush because I think for a lot of what y'all are saying, I get it and I'm with you, but the phrase that Donald Trump used was so aggressive and egregious that if someone said that to you in a normal day life or in a business like environment or in a, you know, in a communications environment, you would pause and say, what did you just say? Or what was that? I realize he laughed as a giggle probably to be, because he felt awkward, but that is more aggressive than just saying, oh, I like to grab them and give them smooches or whatever. Like, it's a little bit more aggressive. So I think, unfortunately, what happened to Billy is that people maybe thought he was complicit which is a term we use a lot with Donald Trump because a lot of people feel that people that surround him are complicit to the things that he says and the things that he does. But I do just want to kind of throw that out there. Again, I think that Billy has done his time and we're, you know, he's done his time and good for him. And, you know, I hope he does well in life. But I think that I just that's a point I wanted to make, because, again, the language that Trump used, if someone said that to you, like on the golf course or, you know, in a meeting, like an after hours meeting, like in politics or something, that is weird. It's a weird phrase. So I just wanted to throw that out.
All right.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank
Bye.
You for the call. I have to answer this and I get it. And let me tell you, I'm not proud of the answer I'm going to give you, but I'm going to give you the answer. And the answer is, lady, I didn't get your name. You didn't give your name, but I will tell you, men are just complete candy asses. And the reason we were having a discussion we were having is because if we were around that, we kind of agree that we all would have reacted the same way. I agree that it's egregious.
You would want to have the fortitude to say, hey, man, that's over the line.
Yeah, way over the line.
You're absolutely right. And I can only answer you by saying I wish we weren't as wimpy. Oh. And that doesn't just lend itself to men making comments about women. It's racial comments.
It's not men.
Everybody.
It's not men also, or men women. It's the power dynamics within that conversation.
It sucks because she's absolutely right.
Okay, she is right. But I'm talking about let's forget about let's try to take the context of it's an entertainment show out of the equation. Mm-hmm. Right. If you are dealing with a client and they are overstepping, but you need to service that client in one way or another, and you just think maybe this is a kooky, wild, like a crossing the line, personality, and you feel like if you can brush this off and move on with your life and move on.
It sucks, but it's true. What you're saying is
true.
There's no justification for it.
We're compromising
our
own integrity to just get past this one moment.
But when you paint it as a client relationship, it does shine a different light on it. Doesn't make it any better.
No, it doesn't at all.
But it does lend a little bit of vision.
And Rob, we've all done it.
Of course.
We've all 100%. Looked the other way. And by the way, the only thing that's going to get us to a point where a-holes is if more people call it out.
They stand up.
And I'm embarrassed to agree with that lady. She's right. She's absolutely right. And, perhaps the Billy Bush that comes back from this has learned that lesson. And he's somebody that suffered because of that. But my dealings with Billy is that he's a good guy.
Unless he goes the other way and comes out as a total, total woman hater.
I walked out to the car. I'm getting in the Uber.
Right.
I got Santos with me, and this guy on his bike is yelling at this lady in a minivan. Right as I'm getting into my car, right behind me. Like these bikers are so aggressive in DC, and they love to tell everybody what to do sometimes
because they're on a bike.
Like the couriers and stuff like that.
Oh, this guy was just going to the office.
Just a cyclist.
Yes, a cyclist. Right. Yeah. And he's yelling, like knocking on her window, and like. Dude, she is a mom trying to drive down the road.
Exactly.
You said that to him?
Yeah, keep it moving. And he goes, why do you care? I was like, I'm late for work. Jumped in the van. Like, I'm going to fight the guy, but there's only certain times you can say something.
Dot, dot, dot. Three shots in the spot.
Yeah, right? That's it.
You've shattered my finger.
It's not so easy to pedal now, is it?
We got to take a break.
With your gaping gunshot wounds.
We can't always stand up, but we hope we would.
I know. And she's absolutely right. I get it, and I completely understand your perspective on that, and I wish things were different. Someday, when I'm worm food, maybe they will be. But right now, weird. Yeah. And look at the guy that got arrested. I mean, the guy that got the
elected.
Presidency and the other guy got sent to TV jail.
Exactly.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. More of your yak.
Alexa, who are the interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Ponyboy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Ponyboy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Thanks. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits, feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom, and my wife adores Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom knows you're human. No food is good, bad, off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has a great food database. It's incredible. It's food tracking made easy. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. I love it. Wow! You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. What I want you to do is sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. We love Noom and you will too. Now let's get back to our yaks. We are running so behind. Buddy Rich call on the Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Buddy Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best drummer.
Yep.
This is Joey from Hollywood.
Hi, Joey.
Perhaps you need to reacquaint yourself with the stylings of one Mr. Peter Criss.
Oh, Peter Criss, great drummer. Great drummer.
I'd put on Detroit Rock City right now, and let's see how that holds up against Mr. Rich. Buddy Rich. Then we'll talk.
Thanks so much. Oh, appreciate the call. Words.
How about this?
Yeah.
Different styles.
Well, totally different styles. Yeah. I put Buddy Rich up against anybody.
Which is the one of the two that wore the cat makeup? Was that Peter Criss or was that Buddy Rich?
Hey, my son's favorite band. I'm not going to diss Kiss. I'm not going to do it.
Best concert I ever went to, I bet. It was one of the
did
best.
Did you tell him about Mini Kiss?
Mini Kiss. Oh, you mean the little people that do it? Oh, yeah. Very good. Yeah. See,
maybe a birthday party. There.
If I called, I would have been called out if I'd done that, especially at that last discussion. Why am I uptight? Why am I suddenly uptight? Thanks for the call, lady. Now I'm uptight. More Billy Bush. Maybe another perspective.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? Jeremy from D.C. Listening to your take on Billy Bush. You know, only in this bizarro world situation of our country right now does the guy sitting in the room get somehow chastised and exiled, and the guy that actually says the comment, the actual scumbag, is elected president with no repercussions. Yet people continued to rag on Billy Bush. It's a very, very interesting time we live in, and people are extremely interesting creatures.
They are.
Creatures.
Don't ever ask me. I don't think I think I will go to my grave not understanding where we are now. It just doesn't make sense. Everything's kind of backwards.
I wonder what Peter Criss would say.
Hey, I love kids. Listen to this. This is my favorite. This might be my favorite call of the week.
Hey, Mike, Chris from Delaware. You wanted stories about kids, funny stories? Well, I got one. My son is 7, so 2 years ago, he was 5. We're down in Mexico on vacation. And late afternoon, we're back in the hotel room. He goes, yeah, I want to go take a shower. So he goes in there and just to paint the picture. It's one of those big walk-in showers with, you know, marble floor, marble tile, ceilings, you know. And quickly he discovers it's an echo chamber. So we're sitting in, you know, hanging out watching TV, and we hear him singing from the bathroom. So I'm going to see if I can play it here because I recorded it. So, yes, just to review here, I can pause this stupid thing. There's water in his butt. There's water in his butt. I wonder where he learned language like that. Anyway.
I love that call. I love
the magic of a 5-year-old is he assumes that he's in that other room. No one hears it. He thinks he's all alone. He doesn't realize he's screaming his head off.
I love him. How do you not love that?
That's awesome.
Next one says, I like Mike's, plural. Don't know what this means.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike in Homestead. I haven't called in a few weeks.
Oh, I remember that.
But I've been listening, and I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of the Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
I get several big laughs every day you play to the Yak Shack. We got some We got some really funny people that listen to the show. Unfortunately, I'm not one of them. But one thing I did notice is that the mics rule the Yak Shack. You could almost call it the Mike Yak Shack because, you know, there are more mics calling than anybody else, and most of them are pretty good, with the exception of me, of course.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that all you Tuckers and Todds out there, you need to step it up because us mics are kicking your ass. Love you guys. Long time.
That's a good call. Right. You're funnier than you think, Mike. Very good. Football picks seem to be very, very strong opinions about football.
Oh,
picks.
Wow.
Okay? Got to do ours tomorrow, you know, because there's a Thursday night game. Mm-hmm. So,
a lot of people felt very strongly about the way they did. And I'm taking all opinions to account here.
Hey, I know you guys hate helpers, but I just, as a listener, want to request, can you guys do like a 50-50 that every week the $25 per person goes to the winner? So that way, if Oscar has a good week, he wins $50, whatever. But at the end of the season, the person with the best record gets the other 50%. Rob can do the math. Because otherwise what's going to happen is halfway through the season, Mike's going to be behind by 10. He's going to be pissed off. He's not going to want to play. He's going to be pouty. So this way, he's interested in every week. Sorry, Mike. I do love you. Bye.
Bite me. Bite me, you hump.
I dislike that idea.
Why?
I don't like it either.
Takes away from the gravity of the final parts of the season.
I agree, and it's complicated.
It's still close.
And besides,
I don't want to reach into my pocket.
The last game of the season is going to be worth 1,000 points.
No,
I'm kidding.
We have a correction.
That. Just a joke.
TMOS Yak Shack correction time.
Okay. Nuts are not nuts. They are legumes. Bitches.
Thank you. Hang up.
Right, you know.
Peanuts are not nuts. They are legumes. Thank you. Ready for another haiku? Here we go.
Oh, I love it.
Another haiku.
Hi, guys. I'm calling with the TMOS haiku of the week. Summer fades away. A desert diamond awakens. Mike calls tech support.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Pretty good.
Hey, this is a good one. I like this. This is a drink idea that I would actually try. Listen to this. I think he might be on to something. I think this could work. You might be grossed out. I wasn't. Let's listen.
Gentlemen, gentle ladies, this is Nate from Prince Frederick, Maryland. I'm calling in with a drink recommendation, a fall drink recommendation. It is Oktoberfest season. And what I would like to recommend is you take a chilled pint glass. What you're going to do is you're going to pour in a shot of spiced rum. I prefer Captain Morgan spiced rum. Sailor Jerry's works as well. I've tried that. And then what you're going to do is after that, you're going to pour over the shot of spiced rum an Oktoberfest beer. Samuel Adams works well. Any Martin style beer works well. And then you enjoy.
All right.
Just sip.
Okay.
And enjoy.
I get it. Just sip and enjoy. So that spiced rum.
It works
with
in theory.
An Oktoberfest type of beer. Kind
it,
of a,
it works
a
in
fall
theory.
Pumpkin-y, you know, thing.
But not,
maybe, you know?
But not Sam Adams.
Not Sam. No, you and I, we as much as we had a great time up there.
They treated us very well before they killed our industry.
Yes, that's. Oh, really? You? Oh, killed I didn't know you felt that
the
strongly
sex for
about
Sam.
It.
Yeah.
That wasn't just them.
It wasn't just them. I'm not. I've never been a Sam Adams guy. I love that Millennium Brew that he had.
Though. Oh, that was very nice. Fun getting
football.
That checked on the plane.
More football. More football.
Hey, this is Greg from Ahwatukee calling. I already called once. Frustrated with you guys about not picking against the spread. What you're doing. However, do you really think SpeeWack's going to come up with $850 at the end of the thing to pay off everyone after he loses? Give me a break. Please.
That's okay.
You know what? Actually, I have the money already. I got it from his mother.
Your mama joke.
There you go. Okay, on that note, we have to break. We will come back. We got more.
She, offered $900. I said,
everybody
I don't
likes
that much.
The football. Everybody likes the football. Yes, sir. We'll take a break. Come back with more Yaks right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Your once in a year chance. Once in a year? You mean once a year?
Once a year, dipshit.
Your once-a-year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That's right. He signs them. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They even taste better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and an exclusive new collectible. And more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now.
Put it in my mouth. That's a weird one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Fall is all about getting back in your groove after a busy summer. This year, accomplish your goals with the Peloton Tread. Better yourself and build strength, all without the trip to the gym. Oscar took a trip down to the Peloton store, and these are amazing machines, are they not?
When you run on this treadmill, for a guy who has one bad knee,
yes,
I did not feel the pain I usually feel when I run on a treadmill.
And it still got the job done.
The treads are fantastic. It's like something, nothing. You won't
shock absorbing.
You won't see these at your local gym. You won't see that at some other store. This is theirs. And they make it easy to actually get the incline up or the speed up and down. There's no more pushing buttons. They have these little dials. It's awesome.
Yep. You never
Much
break stride.
To use.
Yes.
Rob, you know why he didn't hurt his name? Why
is that?
Shock absorbing slap belt.
Oh, the slap belt. Go. It's all about the slap belt. What have I told you for years?
Yep, responsive speed too. Incline knobs, as Oscar was just talking about. Plus, world-class instructors right there on the TV in front of you with that wonderful screen they have. The motivation is real-time and crazy effective, and the variety is amazing. Classes range from 10 to 60 minutes long, and you never have to repeat the same workout unless you want to. Discover the immersive and challenging total body training you can get from Peloton Tread. Peloton is offering listeners a limited-time offer. Go to onepeloton.com and use our code TMOS to get $100 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton Tread. A wonderful product. My brother-in-law's got one. They're awesome. Give it a try. We're in the middle of the Yak Shack. Let's dive right back in. This simply says entertainment.
Oh, I love
this. This can go anyway.
Show business.
On the TMOS Yak Shack. By the way, call us anytime. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673.
Well, hello there to you all. I love every one of you. You guys and gals are awesome.
Thank you, lady.
And so, therefore, I would like to sing you a wonderful song.
Oh no.
You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I'm here to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way when they are flat with brown and have a golden heel. That's one of the best, and they are best for you. You can put them in a salad. La, la, la. You can put them in a pie. But because bananas come from the tropical equator, you must never, never, never put them in the refrigerator. La, 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 la.
La, la, la.
That's the spirit of the Yaks right there.
It.
Because that lady was comfortable. We are all friends.
It's
God bless you
space.
For that call.
Do you think she put on an outfit for that call?
House coat.
Yeah, that's a fun tune.
I love that.
It's
Thank
a real
you.
Commercial.
Yeah.
From Days of
Ready
old,
for yes. a competitive Yak? This is a competition Yak. Let's listen.
Kenny. That's his name. This is Brian in Manassas again. Oh, Kenny. Dear. Man, you're going to call and complain that they didn't play your lame Yaks and then call me out, man? That's unprofessional, man. That's not pothead etiquette. Who cares if I'm doing your bit? Grow a pair and move on.
Sounds like you took a big toke before he said that. All right, we have a call from an old friend.
Hey, guys, it's Jay Leno.
Hey!
About quarter of one Monday. Just got off the friend with your old pal, Mohammed, and he's a little upset that you guys aren't doing his stock tip of the day anymore.
Oh, yeah, we gotta figure that
out. So, I'm calling him a favor. And he just wanted to have me tell you guys about Nike.
Nike. I think they do shoes. Again, this is Jay Leno. Helping out your friend and mine, Mohammed.
It's some funny calls this week. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He doesn't sound like he does on TV.
No, not at all. Not at all. No. Rob, this is Rob help. This is Rob giving you help or wanting help. I don't know.
Right. Hey, I remembered what I called you for. Rob. I am all into my Bluetooth speaker, nice JBL. I want a turntable. I know you've mentioned which one to get before.
Yes.
If you could help me, bra, that would be great.
Okay.
And I'm on the East Coast. I don't know why I said bra. Peace and love.
Before you answer, Rob, we have a call from the same dude.
Hey, okay. I remember the original reason. Because I did nail two sisters. Not at the same time.
Hail.
Sorry about the Bushnells.
Boy, it was very familiar. Both. Yeah. Fantastic.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Appreciate that. Thanks so much for
I'm going to stray
that.
From the That's script wonderful. For him. I don't normally recommend this turntable, but for him, look for the brand name Fisher-Price.
Fisher-Price, thank you, bro. Hey, the same subject. I'm sorry. People are into the NFL.
I just called about the DirecTV situation. Listening to the podcast a little bit further. Jesus H. Christ, please do not do your picks at the same time. Just do the method where you rotate by who goes first, second, third, et cetera, et cetera. The same time nonsense is for rubes. Knock it off. All right.
I happen to agree with that.
We are rubes.
The fun, look, and you should know this, I had a big, I had a debrief with our commissioner, Maddie Masiello, after the show.
Yes.
Where she's like, let me get this straight. You guys yell out your picks, and if I don't get them right, I get dinged.
Yeah.
I said, Maddie's right. The rules.
But if you get it right, you get the full 5% of the take at the end of the year.
Okay, before we do it tomorrow, we will have to have the final discussion of how we do it.
Yeah,
right.
I'm leaning on we do the picks individually.
Maybe you need an assistant commissioner named Matthew.
You want to hear from an Oscar fan? We have an Oscar.
Yes, of course.
Whenever I put fan, I don't think it goes.
Right. What's the deal with the new thing Oscar's doing where he's just going, when he's pretending to listen to you guys tell stories.
When he's pretending to listen.
He's doing it all the time now.
You know what? That's not that new.
I've been doing it forever, sir. Yeah. Forever.
He does it everywhere.
Yeah.
The next call comes from James.
This is James with a local janitorial company who services our area with excellence. If possible, we would like to stop by for a brief 5 to 10 minute visit in order to provide you a free quote for your cleaning needs.
Thank you, James. I appreciate that.
Creepiest call ever.
Yeah, send
me Florida.
You
had the wrong number. We got a doggy call.
Hi,
on the
this
action.
Is Peter from Gresham. I wanted to say, Mike, I do recommend French Bulldogs. My wife got one.
Ship has sailed. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Golden ticket call.
Oh, like 7 here from Colorado. So Adam Carolla has his own golden ticket. Adam Carolla does a monthly subscription box.
I know.
For his, listeners.
Yes, he does. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We know that.
And it's
he
a
said
box,
he likes it.
Mike
he went on to say, we didn't have time, but he went on to say he likes our show. We're his favorite podcast, and he listens to both Carolla and us.
Carolla's
fantastic.
Box comes every month, and it's filled with fun.
It's exciting. It's very, very exciting.
Very exciting.
Hey, I'm so glad we're not getting any more calls about the NFL.
Hey, way to go, you guys. Second week of NFL picks, and you already ruined the segment for everyone bitching about the way it's going down. Rob doing research to make his picks? That's a problem?
Shut up.
You guys all need to do research.
All right.
Come on.
Yep.
Make the picks. Write them down ahead of time if you want to.
Yeah.
And whoever wins, wins. Thank you, guys.
Bye. Now bite me.
Hey, Mike.
There you go.
I want you to remember something. Whoever wins, wins.
Whoever wins, wins.
But these terrifically are, bright,
these
isn't
are
it?
Diehard gamblers.
They are. They are.
God bless them.
Don't forget picks on TMOS tomorrow.
Yes.
We don't recycle audience. Boy, if there were PPMs out there, I'd be getting a pat on the back right now. All right.
Front side.
This next call simply says grandma.
Hey, guys. Richard. Listening to your discussion on nuts. On Friday's regular show,
nuts.
Not the discussion on the bonus show, but on the regular show, and you're killing me, because my grandma used to call Brazilian nuts back.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
the
okay.
Time.
Okay.
Stop
she
it.
She also used to a few other more colorful terms that I'm not going to go into here because that's way too much class.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
It's made grosser.
The shows, guys.
Thank you. We love you.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Your grandma. Your politically incorrect grandma.
Grosser that he calls it a Brazilian nut, not a Brazil nut. Let's just go with the country.
This is working well this week. Time for another critique.
Nice.
Hey, can I call a moratorium on your boy? seemed like there were three guys last week that were your boy calling from, I don't know if it's some douchey college thing or what. The other thing I had was the bet. You guys have three different ways to do it. You could do it all.
Another NFL call.
Sure.
Every week you pay into it, and at the end,
okay,
one person wins everything.
Now I'm tired of talking about it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. People are into it. We're going to figure it out tomorrow.
They want to help. They're frustrated. They want to help.
Look,
yeah.
We're into the football picks. Yeah. Yes. We figured out a way to do it, and we're going to keep doing it. Right. This tells me it's hot. Here's a good tip for us. Let's listen.
Yo, Mike, Oscar, Rob, just calling from Sacramento, you know, Manassas of the West Coast. Just to give you a little tip, I've worked in a call center before, and I learned from the people that work there that if you choose Spanish, most of the time, 99%, you're going to be transferred to somebody that speaks both English and Spanish, but you'll be guaranteed to speak to somebody in America and not some foreign land.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a good tip? I like that. I'll give that a try next time.
I will have a primo dos ahora.
Is this Eduardo? Hey, Eduardo, hey, you speak English?
You know, I went to the dermatologist last week, and, you know, I got a little thing taken off, and the lab results came in. I got the call from my lab yesterday, and I put it on the action.
Oh, good.
Let's listen.
Yo, Mikey, it's Vinny. From Vinny's lab. This is here what they call a follow-up call. We took that thing, we hacked off your back, and we sliced it and diced it over in Satriales. We put it in, took the binoculars, the microscope thing. But dude, no cancer. What do you know about that? Forget about it. Now, don't be late getting in the copay. I sure would have to waste you after letting you know you're going to live. Have a great weekend there. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Vinny's lab. Yeah, Vinny's
I love that you've softened on character voices. You used to not have patience with them.
I understand. That one was worth it. By the way, a nice call before our last word here. Okay. This is a nice call from Georgia.
Hey, boys. This is Ben from McDonough, Georgia. I'm calling just to let you know I've gone through a little tragedy in my life. And, just knowing when I get in my car, going from here to there, hospitals, to places I need to be, that you guys are there and I can get a laugh when I need it. If you guys have a good day. Thanks.
There you go. Aww. Thank you very much. And that's the best kind of call we ever get. We appreciate that. And now I give you, ladies and gentlemen, on the TMOS Yak Shack. We'll do it next week. 888-920-MORE, the last word.
Hey, this is Wade from San Antonio. I was listening to the Yak Shack calls today on the 11th, and this dude making fun of Oscar and talking about eating tacos while watching football. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm white as the day is long. And I can think of nothing better than sitting on my ass on a Sunday afternoon, chugging beers, and eat a giant plate full of tacos. God bless America, God bless the NFL, and God bless tacos.
There you go. That's the TMOS Yak Shack, everybody. Yak Shack. That's awesome, isn't it? Thank you. Thank you very much. All the calls. That was it was an easy Yak Shack this week.
Because
they
were nice,
all fantastic.
Damn. Nice.
That's quality. We appreciate that. Great Yak Shack. 888-920-6673. Give us a call. Morning, noon, and night. We'll do it again next week. Thank you for your calls. We'll have news you may not need next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. House. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live. Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Kettlebell Kitchen. Sponsor on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're all loving this. Nutrition is on everybody's mind. Kettlebell Kitchen. Remember that name. They know that meal planning is never one size fits all, which is why they offer a personalized solution. They are changing people's lives with meal plans that are tailored to the nutrition you need with none of the hassle. And I mean none of the hassle. I love this. You can sign up for a plan or order a la carte. No long-term commitment. Delivered to your door, ready to go into the microwave. Bing, bang, boom.
Boom.
It's delivered twice a week for optimal freshness. Just heat, eat, no cleanup. You're going to love it. Huevos Rancheros. Whether you're slimming down, bulking up, or just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen has a plan for you. All the meals free of dairy, soy, artificial sweeteners, and free of gluten. They even have vegetarian, keto, Whole 30, and paleo options. And
everything.
You can filter meals by your calorie, protein, fat, and carb limits, so you get exactly the right food for your unique needs. It's comfort food made healthy. Feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter the code TMOS for $50 off your first two orders for new customers. That's $50 off your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
News.
Alex Trebek suffered a setback in his battle with pancreatic cancer, and he's getting chemotherapy again. He said this on GMA. He said, I was doing so well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of a normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer. So we were all very optimistic. And then they said, good, we're going to stop chemo. We'll start you on immunotherapy. I lost about 12 pounds in a week, and my numbers went sky high, much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again, and that's what I'm doing. He isn't giving in, obviously, but he's not afraid to die either. He said, quote, I realize that there is an end in sight for me, just as there is for everyone else. I've had one hell of a good life, and I've enjoyed it. The thought of passing on doesn't frighten me. Hey, folks, it comes with the territory. He's right.
Oh, wow.
I mean, at the end of his life, if it doesn't go the way he wants it to go, this one of the bravest guys that's really shown people how to live life, especially when you get the curveball that he got. I really am impressed.
What people need to know is that chemotherapy is essentially poison. You're poisoning your body to a point where you can still hang on, but it allows you to fight this cancer. And it is such a delicate balancing act. And the doctors will stay on it. And there's so many more success stories now than even 10 years ago. But it is so hard. Mm. We wish them all the best. It's so tough. So
tough. Way to go, Alex. And I do, too. We'll keep you posted on that one. It's hard to visualize, and I don't even want to do it, Roseanne ever looking like a Kardashian. But she did take the first step recently.
Amy!
In an interview with Britain's Daily Mail, she said, quote, I got that fat sucked out of my stomach and put in my butt. Because I just wanted to... Yeah, thank you. Oh, God. I just wanted to see what it would be like to have some shape in my butt. When I see these Kardashians and these young women, I think, maybe I could get a butt like that. I have a thing for butts because I never had a butt my whole life. But I've always felt deprived. Isn't she
too late?
70 years old or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
Really? Is it ever too late? I guess
I don't know.
No,
I wonder how Peter Criss feels about that.
Yes, sir. Detroit Rock City. NBC announced their upcoming streaming service is called Peacock, and it'll launch in April. And they also revealed that it'll feature a Saved by the Bell revival starring Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley. More cast members might also be back. And I'd like to tell NBC that no matter what they do, they will not kill streaming television, even though they are doing their level best to ruin it for everybody else. Thank you. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hey, we're bringing Mario Lopez. That'll be it. Peacock.
Yeah. You know what? The strongest thing is Elizabeth Berkley. Still the showgirl's girl. Nice.
Yeah, she. I haven't seen her though recently. She.
I think
been
she's.
Much,
I think
right?
she's held up very well. I'll give myself yeah. this, but I am a fan. You know, I think yeah. she's.
She's no Jennifer Aniston. Oh. In, no. Along Came Polly.
No, no,
that's for sure.
Yeah, but wow, Jennifer Aniston was... never made Showgirls.
Boy, never has a drink and an evening matched up with Jennifer Aniston Showgirls. I'll move on. Back in December of 2017, three videos were posted online that showed footage taken by Navy pilots that supposedly showed UFOs.
Ooh. Oh!
Well, the Navy finally addressed those videos, and apparently they are real. And they feature, quote, unexplained aerial phenomena. On top of that, they say the videos should never have been released to the public. Now, they aren't confirming those are definitely alien spacecraft. They use the term unexplained aerial phenomena to describe anything they can't identify. But if those definitely weren't UFOs, don't you think the Navy would have said that and not made a big deal about the videos going out to the public? I love UFOs. I've always been
fascinated
with them.
Have you seen the video?
Oh, yeah. I have not. Have either one of you seen them? Have you checked it?
What does it look like?
Worth a view? Is it worth a view?
The ships move, or whatever these objects are, move so fast and so erratically, it seems to defy science.
Oh, my God.
But then I remember one of the most recent UFO videos was recently revealed to be a blue shopping bag in the wind. So, I mean, it can be anything. Yeah, but this is, it's worth a look.
Did it look like they could have doctored the tape at all? Or
it didn't
look
doctored.
Legit?
It looked legit and quite unexplainable.
Trivia question from the old show. Do you remember the name of the lady that I interviewed who was president of the Friendship Business Women's Professional Society that was a UFO expert?
I do. It was Peter Chris.
No, it was not. It was Roberta Chestnut. Thank you. Thank you very much. Might not be with us anymore. Merriam-Webster just announced the 533 new words they're adding to the dictionary. And as always, it's pretty clear we're not contributing great things to the English language
boy.
In this day of our idiocracy. Here they are. Dad joke, a noun, a wholesome joke of the type said to be told by fathers with a punchline that is often an obvious or predictable pun or play on words and usually judged to be endearingly corny or unfunny. So dad joke made it into the dictionary. Mm.
Right on.
Dad joke's fine.
Escape room, that made it in. You all know.
Right downstairs.
The
two in this building. Two escape rooms. Two.
What's happening? Vacay made it in there.
Going on vacay. Yeah.
That needs to be in a dictionary?
I don't get it.
Well, you want to make sure you say it right.
Yeah, vacay.
Inspo. Being an inspiration.
What's your inspo?
We're dumbing down our language.
Or are we getting faster? Fits?
I pass on inspo.
We're getting more busy. Deep state, that made it in. And stinger. What is stinger? A short scene that appears during or after the closing credits of a movie or TV program.
Oh,
I've never heard
that's
that.
A good one.
I've never heard that. That's
stinger.
Good. Yeah. That's
I thought it was an Easter egg.
A heck of a drink. And now a little something. Cops in Ohio pulled over an Amish horse and buggy the other night, about 40 miles east of Cleveland, and it had a massive subwoofer system built into it. The speakers were facing forward, apparently so the people in it could rock out while they buggied down the road at 8 miles an hour. When cops stopped them around 1 a.m., they abandoned their horse, left a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra on the roof of the buggy, and split, running into the woods. Police found several open bottles inside and towed the buggy to an impound lot. Now they're waiting to see if someone comes forward to claim the horse. They even asked the horse where they might have gone, and the horse said, "My money's in Florida." I'm so sorry I did a horse impression on these. You know what I mean? I would go to Florida. That's where they're headed. Yeah. My God. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This fall is going to be memorable as the Mike O'Mara Show celebrates 10 years of comedy gold with...
You've Got Mail.
Your emails in the Tuesday mailbag.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
A chance for you to express yourself in the Yak Shack. TMOS video on demand from YouTube and Instagram.
I'm going to help you win big.
The best football picks with Nikki Diamond and... TMOS Live 2019 in Las Vegas. Two nights, two different shows, and a million laughs. Keep up to date with everything happening at MikeOMaraShow.com as we celebrate a decade of laughter and fun.
Jim Amato! Thank you, Jim.
Nikki will be joining us tomorrow. He confirmed during the show today.
Prior to our picks?
After our picks. So yeah, that's not to influence
them. We're not tainting.
Yes.
Ooh, all right. Hey, with age, wisdom comes with it. What? Let me start that again. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. Welcome to our show.
Fred McMurray.
With age comes wisdom, but getting older means you might mess up copy on the show sometimes. With age, wisdom comes. But older getting can also be a downer.
Yes.
In one area specifically, it's a fact 40% of men by age 40 struggle from not being able to get and maintain an erection. Why do guys turn to weird solutions or worse, do nothing, when they can benefit from medicine and science? Be wise. Check out Hims, H-I-M-S. Hims has real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense, and made much more affordable. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's hard made easy. Say hello to your little friend. There you go. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/TMOS. That's forhims.com/TMOS. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. forhims.com/TMOSED. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/TMOSED. And now, without further ado, let's get to it. The abbreviated audio vault, because we got everything in on the plate today. Yay!
Mike, are you familiar with Eustis, Florida?
No.
I think they've got some old people there.
Yeah, it's a good guess. It's near Orlando, and it's the home of the Dragonwood Conservatory. Why do I bring this up? Mm-hmm. Because they are raising baby Cuban crocodiles.
Okay. Caimans?
I don't know the variety. They're just called Cuban crocodiles as far as I know. And they have them all in a bathtub. Mm-hmm. And the sound they make, I think it's a combination of their sound and the fact that they're in the echoey environment of the bathtub. These crocs sound like they're playing the old video game Galaga.
What a great sound.
So precious.
That's awesome.
Cuban crocodiles.
Wow.
Babies.
And they are adorable. They're probably about maybe 9, 10 inches long, and it's really cute.
Are they wearing a light, like shirt, but it's almost like a cloth, but a linen?
They're going to be served as a sandwich with mustard and a slice of ham.
Cubano!
Are you aware of the history that was made at Fenway last night, Mike?
I am not.
Mike!
Been a bad fan.
Shame, shame, shame.
A San Francisco Giant homered at Fenway last night. His name was Mike Yastrzemski.
Really?
He's Yaz's grandson.
Wow.
Yaz's grandson.
He made it to the big leagues?
He
made it to the bigs? That's amazing. And he hit Michael Yastrzemski?
Mike Yastrzemski.
Michael Yastrzemski, because I think he was named after his father, Michael.
So here, this is really cool. What we have is him in a pregame interview and then his actual home run here.
Tonight, I need to take a step back and get lost in, you know, maybe one of the moments and let myself appreciate that and experience it.
High into center field. It is out of here. Unbelievable. Number 20 here at Fenway Park for Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, the emotions he must be feeling right now. That is awesome. You never get tired of it. That is an absolute dream come true.
And
he's got 20 dingers. He's in.
And you know
he's
what?
He's in the show, baby. He ain't going anywhere.
Might be a fun night to have been there because before the game, he walked out with Yaz on the field to greet the crowd.
Oh, my idol of idols. That's my number one sports idol. Steve Buckhantz, we were at a golf tournament, and Steve Buckhantz taps me on the shoulder because I knew Yaz was going to be at this golf tournament. Mm. I have never... There are two people where I've gotten what I would describe as shaky meeting.
Mm-hmm.
One is President Bill Clinton. And that's just because I was so hot for him.
Yeah.
And the other one was was when I met Carl Yastrzemski. I was literally like,
was he cool to you?
He was he's pleasant. It was on and gone.
Sure.
It was just so cool. And that's for a Red Sox fan of my age, that grew up with Carl Yastrzemski, who talked to my little league.
Yes.
After Tony Conigliaro couldn't make it. That, I got to go find. That's all I'm going to be doing after the show.
I thought that was a very cool moment for him. Gotta very be, awesome. Got to be cool.
I missed it. I should be a
spoiler alert, and I already made Maddie mad at me, but last night they announced The Bachelor for this season. Mike, it is, of course, the pilot, Peter Weber. And here's what's great. Of course.
Yes.
He's the guy from the windmill.
Please welcome our next bachelor, Peter.
Peter.
What does that mean when you hear that?
It's still hitting me right now, and I feel so grateful right now just to have this opportunity in front of me. I feel like emotional right now, man. This is crazy. This is life-changing.
I feel like emotional right now. This is crazy.
Is he a commercial pilot?
I'm not sure he's even a drone pilot when you look at him. I don't know. Okay. No, I think he's. I think he is a licensed pilot that does the smaller craft. Not going to put him on a 777. Okay. Not even with a ticket. Oscar teased that he had. He tried the new Pizza Hut Cheez-It pizza.
Yes.
Oh yes, the Cheez-It. Yes.
Which is essentially a crust made of Cheez-Its filled with pepperoni and cheese, right?
Or just cheese, depending on which one you choose.
It looks like a giant
snack?
Cheez-It. Yeah.
It looks like a big Cheez-It.
It looks like a big Cheez-It, but the best thing is that I found a YouTube influencer with bright yellow glasses to talk about it.
It's very cheesy. It's very tasty. It does taste like a Cheez-It cracker. Would I classify this as a pizza? No. I would actually dubbed it like some kind of Cheez-It stuff sandwich bite or something. I wouldn't have dubbed it a stuffed pizza.
What do you think?
It's not pizza-esque in my opinion.
Oscar, what's your review?
I like them. If you could request, I guess, the person that's making them to toast them. Sometimes different pizza outlets will they'll be like, hey, will you toast the crust a little longer?
Well done.
If they could do that for the Cheez-It, I guess... sandwiches or bites.
It's like a little calzone almost, looking like
If you could toast the actual crust a little longer, I think they'd go as high as a 4.5 out of 5. But I gave it a 3.5.
Well, would you call it a pizza?
No. But if you had to choose between breadsticks and Cheez-Its, I'd choose Cheez-Its.
Well, I like Cheez-Its.
I might try that. I like Cheez-Its. You don't get a body like this without liking Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah, holy mackerel, huh?
And so if I were to say to you, whoop, whoop, what TV show would you think of?
Let me see.
I know.
I would say, hold on, The Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, that's a close second. Yes?
Wendy Williams. Okay.
Of course, good news for Wendy Williams. We close with David Spade.
All right, the Wendy Williams show has been renewed for 2 more seasons. This is great news for the TV in the lobby at the car wash.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday.
David Spade on a roll.
God, he's funny.
Hey. So we are at the finish line of our fundraiser. When I emphasize fundraiser,
yes,
that's why we sell these phenomenally delicious fruitcakes to keep this show going, to support the Mike O'Mara Show. If you like this show, that's why we do it every year. We sell fruitcakes to raise money to keep this show alive. And I got news for you, people. Costs are not going down. They are going up. So please, if you love TMOS and you'd love to give somebody a TMOS fruitcake, why don't you do it today? All right? It's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner that says fruitcakes, and you will love Rob Spiewak's signature fruitcake. It'll be in your belly during the holidays.
If you doubt the urgency, check the countdown timer that is on our website that reveals there are only moments left until you can buy this beautiful thing.
Some of you responded yesterday to this plea.
Thank you.
For fruitcake sales. Let's see if we can get more people to do it today. And God bless you for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show by buying fruitcakes. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
You want to go, bro?
want to go?